The government struggles to manage its immense inventory of buildings and structures. Federal property management has been on the Government Accountability Office's high-risk list for years now. Well, GAO now says the government is making progress, but some nagging concerns remain. Emily Kopp joined me with the details. I asked what GAO says the government is doing right when it comes to leases.
They're giving the government credit, first of all, and I think we can all see this, because of leadership, because the Obama administration has made a big to-do about agencies not only freezing the footprint, meaning that if they are expanding their buildings somewhere, they are reducing their space somewhere else, but now actually reducing the amount of property that they hold and using data to make those types of decisions. That's something that GAO's Keith Cunningham, who's an assistant director who works on these types of issues, investigates how the government is doing on real property, said the government is really doing right. That's leadership. There's a single-minded goal. Everybody in government knows what they're supposed to do. The big thing, though, is how they do it. And as an example, he said people in government are less likely to get the data wrong, right? They're less likely now than they were just a couple of years ago to say that a building that has toxic chemicals in it that the Energy Department runs is actually a fine building and, you know, anybody could use it and maybe we should put it for sale and be desirable.
Yeah, we got the mercury out of it, so it must be fine.
Those mistakes aren't happening, but there's a big problem now with something that sounds so technical, but it's actually very real, which is data standards or how we measure. And as an example, Cunningham, speaking at a forum earlier this week, said, you know, one department, the Interior Department's Delta Mendota Canal in Central California, is considered one structure. And then a completely other department, the FAA, considers something much smaller, several different structures. So listen to what he had to say.
It's 117 miles. It has dams at both ends, it has pumping stations, it has roads, fences, lots of different stuff. Any one of those things could be considered a structure. But this whole thing, the whole canal and everything associated with it, is one structure. Let's look at how FAA does the same thing. We were out at Dulles International Airport, and this is one radio tower. And they have broken the radio tower into six different structures. You have the radar array, you have the radar seat that it sits on, then you have the tower, the cable that goes into the building, the concrete footing, and even the sidewalk is considered a structure.
And he also showed pictures. This is, again, Keith Cunningham from GAO. They're clearly very different sizes, this Interior Department canal and the FAA's tower. But it just goes to show the discrepancies when you're talking about trying to see how many properties the government has, how many are vacant, how many are underutilized and could be consolidated, etc. And a speaker later in the day was Jeffrey Orner. Now, he's at the Homeland Security Department. He's the Chief Readiness Support Officer. He gave a speech and then Keith Cunningham stood up and said, you know, one of the things we struggle with is how much juice is the squeeze worth? Is it actually worth it to try to get the whole government on one sort of data standard? So you can say the Interior Department's canal.
Well,
like
you say, the idea is they're less likely to get things wrong now. And so maybe they could spend too much effort on the last mile of this, so to speak.
Yeah. The problem is they're not at the last mile of this. They're only at maybe the first quarter mile. So, but anyway, so Keith's question, I think that everybody's wondering is that this is clearly a lot of work to do. Is it worth it? And what Orner said in response is yes. And we did it at DHS. It took several years and a lot of hard work. And he's explained, you know, one problem that we had was that each of our components, 22 separate agencies, had its own database software for these properties.
And I didn't have the money in the budget to replace it all with some new giant, relatively expensive IT project. So what we did instead at the DHS headquarters level is create a data warehouse, a simple Oracle-based data warehouse that reaches out into each of the systems of record at agencies like Secret Service, Coast Guard, TSA, CBP, skims out the data I need to be accountable to my oversight organizations and to do my job. So I now do have a central repository of the data. And again, we validate it quite regularly, and it's It's pretty good.
Again, that's Jeffrey Orner at DHS, huge agency. Again, he said, you know, it's absolutely worth it to do this. But yes, it is quite a lot of work. Finally, I want to point out that the General Services Administration has a couple of things that they think is going to make this easier for agencies to work within themselves and work together. They have this thing called the Federal Real Property Profile Database. It's basically the government-wide property database that they've had for years.
Their own MLS.
Yeah. They finally have put it into a sort of interactive dashboard that is somewhat public that can be used as a management tool. Alex Kurian is in charge of this. He's the Deputy Associate Administrator of GSA's Office of Government-Wide Policy, and he says that it opens up a lot of options for agencies.
What are the leases that are coming due in the next 2 years? Duh, right? You should know. You have leases coming due in the next 2 years. You should be planning to look a deeper dive into it and see, do I need it? Is that too expensive? Is that these are really meeting my mission? So we are putting those kind of thoughts and discussion across our colleagues. What are the leases coming due in the next 5 years? Why ag, I'm just speaking on ag, why ag would have 5 offices in the same city? Why State Department would have 7 offices in the same city? Can we consolidate? Why ag is right here, State Department is right here, next door. Why can't they talk to each other and sit in the same building?
And Kurian says GSA is working on a city-by-city analysis of agencies' portfolios as well.